Book of Ruth, Ruth 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem of Judah went to sojourn in the fields of Moab, he and his wife, and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem of Judah. And they came into the fields of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons, who took wives for themselves of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion both died also, and the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the fields of Moab, for she had heard in the field of Moab how the Lord had visited his people to give them bread. Therefore she went forth out of the place where she had been, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each of you to thy mother's house. The Lord deal with you in mercy, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you, that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi replied, Go back, my daughters. Why must ye go with me? Do I have more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn, my daughters, and go back, for I am too old to have a husband, even if I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight, and should also bear sons. Should ye tarry for them until they are grown? Should ye stay without husbands because of them? No, my daughters, for I have greater bitterness than you, because the hand of the Lord has come out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleaved unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law has returned to her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Do not entreat me to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For wherever thou goest, I will go, and wherever thou shalt lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. Let the Lord do so unto me, and let him give unto me that only death shall part thee and me. When she saw that she was courageous to go with her, then she left off speaking to her. So the two walked until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, entering into Bethlehem, that all the city was moved because of them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the fields of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.